Warning, content may cause spontaneous combustion. We are bringing the fire with 3 sizzling episodes a week. Spice up your routine with Fantasy Tuesdays, get cozy with bedtime stories on Wednesdays, and let Ashton unleash your wild side on Thursdays. Subscribe now to get alerts when new episodes drop because things are about to get wicked.
Warning, this show may be highly arousing and distracting. Listener discretion advised.
Embrace your hidden desires as I plunge you into a world of darkness and delicious surrender. My stories will twist and turn, blurring the lines between fantasy and your deepest cravings. I'm Mistress Wicked Ashlyn, and I'll be your dom. Submit to my voice and your wickedest fantasies. Want to get to know the woman behind the mic? Visit wickedashlyn.com. Connect, play games, maybe even spoil me a little. Warden and My Wife's Feet by Phil Gill 11. So, how did I get here? I have to ask myself. A prison. The warden's office. The warden is sitting on the other side of a short desk. I have my right foot between his legs on his chair. He's unlacing my sneaker and slowly caressing my little size 6 foot while I blush and give in to his foot fetish demands. It's an arrangement I am neither happy with or wanted. You see, my husband's boss got mixed up in some shady white-collar crimes, and because my husband Phil was part of the bookkeeping team, they rounded them all up and convicted them. Phil got 1 to 3 years. One day on a visit, I came in wearing an ankle-length dress. It showed no cleavage and almost draped to the floor. Beneath the dress, however, I had a beautiful pair of strappy heels. Walking from the prison entrance to the visiting section, I got a few uncalled-for yet flattering catcalls from certain inmates. One of the inmates yelled out, "Warden's gonna like those pretty little feet," followed by, "Oh yeah, should have kept those covered up, right boys?" Then there was a bunch of laughing as I opened the door and entered the visitor's area to greet Phil with a big hug and kiss. I was thinking, what the hell, as I sat across from him and we caught up. It was my first visit on the first available day since his bogus conviction. Phil was being treated fairly in the beginning and it was a minimum security prison, so despite being incarcerated, it was likely as good as possible. During the visit, I noticed a large window that appeared to go nowhere. I thought it was a mirror at first. Phil told me it was a one-way to the warden's office. A few minutes later, the warden came into the visiting area and introduced himself to the visitors, and then sat in a corner chair behind me and to the right a few feet. I glanced at him a few times, reminded what the inmate said about my feet, and sure enough, I caught him staring. Before leaving, the warden asked me to come into his office for a few minutes to sign some paperwork for Phil, which I did. He met me at the door and guided me to a visitor's seat across from a short desk. I sat down and crossed my legs, right over left, my heel and foot now innocently exposed. As he was telling me some sort of the visitation rules, he hovered and paced around his office. The warden was a large man, about 6'5" or 6", and close to 300 pounds, I am sure. So it was very imitating having him lurking behind me at times or walking next to me where he bumped into my cross foot several times. "Oops, sorry," he said as I instantly uncrossed my legs and hid my feet beneath my dress under the chair. "Oh no, as you were, my dear," he said. "Pardon," I said, though having clearly heard him. "Cross your legs as they were. Don't mind me." So I looked a little confused, I'm sure, and crossed my right leg again, revealing my foot and heel once again. "My God, you have lovely feet," the warden blurted out. "I do," I asked coyly. "Oh my God, yes. What size are your feet?" 6. "Such a beautiful high arch. Your toes go across at such a delicate straight angle. Your toe tips are perfectly round and your toes fit perfectly for the width of your foot. No toe gaps." Okay, now I was getting a little creeped out, but that was nothing compared to this next request as he sat down in a seat across from me and pulled his chair over closer to me. "May I?" he asked. But had already reached out to touch my foot and bring it to his lap, observing closer and carefully. "How would you like Phil to have a wonderful stay at Bell Yard Prison?" he asked me, still not taking his eyes away from my foot. "Well, of course," I said to him. "You come into my office once a week for half an hour and let me play with these perfect feet of yours, and I guarantee he would have the most comfortable stay in the history of Bell Yard." "I'll know," I spit out and pulled my foot back from his greedy, sweaty hands. "If you're done with me, I'll be on my way," I said while getting up and heading straight for the door. I closed it hard and stormed out of the prison to go home. I won't lie, life has been hard since Phil was incarcerated. Trying to live off my secretariat job and our small amount of savings hasn't been very easy. But of course, that seems selfish to say considering Phil is locked up. But the shorter his stay, the better. The prison guard proposal pissed me off. Like, we haven't been through enough. On the one hand, I am used to being hit on. I mean, I maintain a cute 5'4" 125-pound frame pretty well. And I have attracted many men of all kinds. Breast men, ass men, leg men, and yes, several foot guys too, including Phil. Phil would not want to know the warden was playing with my feet. At least without him watching, that is. There's a little voyager in Phil, but only when it comes to my feet, oddly. I saw the warden waiting at his office door as I proceeded down the hallway for my next visit. He stared at me the entire way, or at least at my feet, but I only gave him a brief glance with some attitude. I purposely wore a pair of sneakers that completely covered my feet this time, which Phil noticed and wondered about disappointedly. He waited the entire period between visits with hope of viewing my pretty feet in their sexiest attire, a memory to last him until my next visit. But this was not a pleasant visit with my husband. He had been rationed and disciplined by the warden daily and humiliated in front of the other prisoners. Bell Yard prisoners make their own meals. While others had steak on Thursday, Bill got liver. On Wednesday, the warden bumped his plate of chicken at lunch and the entire tray of food went flying across the lunchroom. Bill was made to clean the entire lunch area on his hands and knees for hours after the meal. One night, his mattress was missing and he had to sleep on the floor. The warden stepped into the visitor area and gave me a sly grin. When Phil saw him, he became angry. I could tell he hated the man already. I could see the warden from the corner of my eye as Phil and I were talking. When I glanced over, he was moving his index finger, gesturing me to come to him. So that is how I got there, folks. I went into the warden's office before leaving that visit. The shades were drawn and chairs were pushed close to one another near the table. I sat down and lifted my little foot between the giant man's legs. His hands literally covered both feet as he unlaced my sneakers and slid my feet out. His hands slid up the arches of both feet and he fumbled for the tops of my socks so that he could slide them down and off the ends of my pretty pink painted toes. Oh God, he couldn't help from saying, "Your toes." He leaned his face down to my now bare feet and inhaled as much as he could from the lovely fresh aroma coming from my now bare naked feet. Although freaked out, I couldn't help but wonder if my feet stunk at all, having just had my shoes stripped from my feet. But he just kept inhaling the beauty from my little feet, his lips now kissing on my straight little toes, my shrimps as Phil once called them. I pictured the number of times Phil had done the same thing, yet also knew how furious he'd be knowing that this horrible man was pleasuring himself with my little damsels without him present. Oh my God, the pleasure, the warden said, the beauty. I did punish Phil because of you, but I haven't written him up, he said between kissing and licking my toes. I don't even know what that means, I replied. Well, Phil would have his stay at Bell Yard extend with every write-up. Right now, he'd probably only serve 6 months, maybe four, but with every write-up, they add him up to his sentence until he serves the whole maximum of 3 years. But if you write him up, I won't come by any longer, and you can kiss those little feet goodbye, I told him. Oh, I know, he said. I want your feet even for a short period of time. I don't have access to Phil of this gorgeous kind. I never really have. And I am nearly 40. This big man placed my right foot back in his lap, still holding my left foot by the heel near his face. He spread his legs until the foot fell between them and pushed himself forward until the tiny foot pressed against his hardened manhood. His Crocs were so much larger than my foot it seemed impossible. Now, if you'd be so kind, wiggle your toes slowly and gently press against my cock. Close his eyes as my toes begin slowly wiggling against his hardness, then open them to finish examining the sole of my other foot. He began licking and kissing the wrinkles of my left foot, which tickled a little. As I moved my foot in his hand uncontrollably because of the tickling of his tongue and lips, it produced even more wrinkles and shapes to his delight. He gritted his teeth and grunted and groaned in pleasure he had never experienced before. Although being abused, this arrangement I could see was his lifelong desire. He began grinding his crotch into my little foot between his legs while bending my left foot so that my toes were pointing directly at his mouth. He opened wide and slowly shoved half of my delicate foot into his gaping hole. He reached down with his other hand and pressed my foot harder against his penis. He came immediately in his pants. I could feel the wet of his mouth surrounding my foot. It freaked me out and I tried removing it, but the big man struggled to keep it engulfed, then push it in and out like he was giving my foot a blowjob. The pulsation of his gigantic cock against my foot was powerful, like nothing I'd ever experienced. Eventually, he released both of my feet and watched me as I dried my left foot with my socks and then slipped them back on and inside my sneakers. "See you next week," the warden said. I made a face and shook my head yes. It was a wonderful week for Phil. He got special treatment, better state than the other inmates, had a larger mattress brought in, and even had a cleaning person come in to look after his private cell personally. He was so happy the next visitation and spoke highly of the warden. He loved the guy. He had the best week ever. After visiting hours were over, I made a brief visit to the warden's office before leaving. As per usual, the warden was ready for me. I enjoyed one foot activity after another. Sometimes he would kiss my feet in all sorts of positions and jack off. Other times he would have me walk on his chest and give him a massage to his inner thighs while he got impressively hard. Once he had me stand on his face while he jerked off. Often he would just enjoy my little feet against his crotch while he talked about them. I found out he wasn't that bad of a guy either, except for this little crime of basically extorting me for fit love and a change for AAA treatment on Phil. I asked the warden if he had a wife or girlfriend and if he was married, but he said his wife had a rather large feet and her toes descended across at a really sharp angle. She could never keep them soft and she didn't have much of an arch. He said when they were first together, her feet were as satisfying as expected, but she also made fun of him or felt sick watching him, so he avoided the foot fetish stuff as much as possible. But he said the feeling never left him, and when he saw my feet, he could not resist. He had to put his plan in place. I was happy that he wasn't a monster. Phil was happy that he was being treated like teacher's pet at the prison, and of course the warden was extremely happy. Phil said he would get invited to the warden's office at times, and the two would talk sports together, or even ladies and what they like. Phil confessed his foot fetish to the warden because it was quite widely known around the prison that the warden enjoyed pretty feet. "Couldn't help but notice your wife's perfect feet," the warden told Phil. He passed it on to me when visitation. "Really?" I said, acting clueless. The day of Phil's relief, I agreed to one final prison foot job. The warden asked me to wear a pair of nylons with new toes not reinforced. He loved to see my toes at every opportunity. Phil was due to be released at noon, so I met the warden there at 10 a.m. When I arrived, the warden had a cot pulled out that he wanted me to lie on. He rolled on top of me, or at least half of me, so not to crush me. I had a pair of pumps on, open toe. The warden slid his large, manly fingers in between the side of the pump and my arch and rubbed them against the pantyhose covering my inset. Then he popped the shoe off and began kissing my nylon heel while gyrating against the side of my body. He was fully erect, I don't have to tell you. Before long, he had both heels off my feet and unbuckled his pants and stuck one of my heels over his cock. As I looked down, I could see that his whole cock didn't fit inside my size 6 shoe. He began pumping away inside my pump anyway, smelling the other shoe and kissing and licking my nylon foot. Suddenly, his giant fingers ripped the hose off at the end of my toes and he sucked them, this time candy apple red toes, into his mouth. As usual, as soon as my toes entered his mouth, he began coming, this time into my shoe. The warden cleaned my pump with soap in his washroom before I left, but I still had to go see Phil with ripped hose slid into my high heels. Pretty uncomfortable. In any case, Phil was enthralled to be out and we drove home. Phil said there would be a big surprise when he got home and we would celebrate his release exactly 4 months after entering prison. When we got home, the two of us relaxed for a moment, cuddling in front of the TV. "What time does the party start?" I asked Phil. "Well, it won't be much of a party. I just wanted to have a quiet evening with you and maybe a friend. We have a couple hours, though." "Great, honey," I told him and went in to have a quick shower. I also had to get rid of my ripped pantyhose so Phil wouldn't think anything of it. When I came out damp and clean, Phil and I made love. He always incorporated some foot stuff after that satisfied me orally. Then while he was hard due to my feet, we fucked with me on top. With my tips bobbing in his face, he always reached down for my heels and slid his fingers across my undertoes to remain as hard as possible. He was just about ready to come when he said, "Let's switch positions," and got on top of me. He pulled my legs around the front of him, and with my soles softly pressing against his face, he aching so hard and growing like a wild bear had just eaten for the first time since fall. Jill had a shower after, and I had a bath. We were both done. We dressed up for the evening. Jill came out of the bath with my pantyhose in hand. "What on earth happened here?" he asked. "Oh my, I tripped walking into the prison today and ripped my hose badly. I had to tuck them into my shoes under my toes," I lied. "Well, what do you want to do tonight?" I asked, changing the subject. "Ding dong. I'll get it," said Phil. I heard some men talking at the entry when Phil and his guests entered the kitchen where I had been. I looked up. "Honey, you remember Warden Dampson?" I hope you enjoy that story. If you'd like to learn more about me as a mistress, visit wickedashland.com. And as always, keep wicked for me.